KRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The full House will consider impeaching Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas over his handling of the southern border crisis.
House Republicans voted along party lines after midnight Wednesday to move toward impeaching Mayorkas for a, quote, willful and systematic refusal to enforce immigration laws in breaching the public trust, two charges that bipartisan critics of the effort say don't amount to impeachable offenses. The GOP-led House Homeland Security Committee debated all day Tuesday and well into the night before recommending in two articles of impeachment against Mayorkas to the full House. A vote by the full House is expected next week. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says Ilhan Omar ought to be kicked out of Congress and, for that matter, out of the country. This after Omar said her primary job in Congress is to look after the interests of her native Somalia. The Minnesota Democrat says she's here, quote, to protect the interests of Somalia from inside the U.S. system. Also at SRNNews.com, no specifics, but the White House says President Biden has decided on how to retaliate for the deadly attack by Iran-backed rebels on American service personnel in Jordan. Three U.S. soldiers were killed, several dozen others were wounded. Iran-backed Houthi rebels continue to stir up trouble in the Red Sea, launching another anti-ship cruise missile. It was shot down by a U.S. Navy destroyer, no damage, no injuries. Released without bail, the asylum seekers accused of beating a couple of New York City police officers. The New York Post reports the cops told a pack of migrants near Times Square to move along, prompting the violent response. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures up 66 points, NASDAQ futures down 207. This is SRN News. Men are moving up the ranks in America's sororities.
Kappa Kappa Gamma is considering a man who is living as a woman for president of the 154-year-old organization. Alumni of the sorority are suing to try and prevent it, but the trend is for men living as women to be accepted into Kappa Kappa Gamma. Last fall, a judge ruled that the University of Wyoming chapter had to admit a man, and two women who fought that were eventually kicked out of the sorority altogether. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers in France are working on a bill that would enshrine abortion in the Constitution. The measure had been promised by President Macron following the repeal of Roe v. Wade in the U.S. The pro-life movement in France has very little political clout. None of France's major political parties represented in Parliament is pro-life. A constitutional amendment in France must pass both chambers of Parliament and then be approved either in a referendum or by a three-fifths majority of a joint session of Parliament. In one Midwest state, the game isn't Name That Tune, it's Name That Plow.
Travelers in northwestern Minnesota can shake off their trepidation about hitting the winter roads knowing Taylor Drift is clearing a path ahead of them. The snowplow named for Taylor Swift was the runaway winner of Minnesota's fourth annual Name a Snowplow contest. Eight new names were announced Tuesday. The second place finisher was Clark W. Bliswold. Third was Dolly Plowton. Wipahinte is a Dakota word for snowplow and came in fourth place. Keith Peters reporting.
The shovels and the snow blowers have been getting a real workout this winter in Alaska. A new storm dumping almost 17 inches of snow on Anchorage brings the seasonal total to more than 100 inches so far. That is an awful lot of snow, even by Alaska standards. More details at SRNNews.com.